my next guest, a great friend to the show. I'm speaking, of course, about David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, editor of the wonderful Astronomy Ireland magazine as well. A very interesting lecture took place yesterday evening online. Why do people work in space? And I'm curious to know what the answer to that is. You're very welcome to the show. Good afternoon, David.
You are extremely faint, Angela, but I can just barely hear what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I think you're asking me about last night's lecture.
Indeed I am. Apologies for that. I'm going to try and improve that signal. You go ahead.
Yeah, so we were very lucky to have a talk all about why do people go into space? Why do people take careers in space? And, you know, it's a career option that's open to Irish people, as well as people from all over the world. And Dr. Heidi Thiemann is a former astronomer who now works closely with the UK Space Agency, British government, on promoting interest in space, especially amongst children, because there are good jobs to be had. And as she showed last night, one of the main reasons people go into space is because it's an interesting job. And who doesn't like having an interesting job other than a boring daytime one?
Yeah.
So she gave lots of statistics and reasons and some of the bad press that space gets from time to time and why it isn't warranted. So people can still get a copy of the talk if they contact Astronomy Ireland. It was recorded, like all of our talks, but held online via Zoom, dead easy to use. In fact, you can hear talks going back over a decade now if you're just joining an interest in astronomy recently.
David, can you hear me any better now? Just curious.
A tiny bit, yeah.
Tiny bit.
Just about hear you.
That's not ideal, is it? I'm just adjusting things as we speak. But one thing I did want to ask you about was the moon, the full moon last night. Is there a significance to it?
Yeah, last night's full moon, or yesterday's full moon, was the flower moon, so-called because this time of year we start to get flooded in the landscape with all the flowers blooming. Each moon during the year has got a different name. There are 12 full moons a year, usually. Occasionally, they can actually be 13, but usually 12. And so our early calendars by ancient people, lost in the mists of time, were divided up into these months. And we still use the word month today. So it's going to be roughly one full moon every month. And the 12th of May was the time for the May full moon, the flower full moon. And because the Americans dominate the internet, it's become popular to use the names that were developed by the North American tribes many years ago. Flower moon is theirs. But there are other cultures. Chinese have their own culture of moon names. There's even a Celtic culture of moon names. But they're not as popular online, certainly, as the North American one. So I'm afraid flower moon is going to be the popular name for the time being. And it was a beautiful sight last night. It's always low down in the sky, which means when it rises, it doesn't rise too quickly, so you get plenty of time to take a great picture of it next to statues, buildings, parts of your landscape. And even the people and friends can be photographed. And so we were asking people to get if they do get a good picture, to send in their best picture to Astronomy Ireland. Just go to the website astronomy.ie in the contact section. It'll show you where to send anything for the magazine. So I don't think many people sent in pictures last night, which is surprising given the clear sky. But you'll get a second chance tonight because the moon to the naked eye will look full for a night either side of the full moon. So tonight after 10 when the moon rises, get snapping.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you so much. Apologies on the sound. A pleasure talking to you. Have a good day, David.
My pleasure. All the best, Angela.
Bye now. Yeah, sometimes mobile signals just can be problematic. That was David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, and just giving you a sense of some of the background to the very interesting moon yesterday, but also the lecture on why do people work in space. Would you like that? Would you fancy working in space? I used to think when I was a small child that I was going to be an astronaut, but not an astronaut in the context of a small confined rocket. It was more like, you know, lost in space, the family on a ship and all different floors, different rooms, machines that produce chocolate when you press a button, etc., etc. And I loved that idea of going from planet to planet. I remember being asked in class, and everybody else was saying they were going to be a nurse, they were going to be a teacher, and then it came to me, and I was going to travel in space. I got a few funny looks, I can tell you.